So, Hannah Jo, you seemed overwhelmed at the sight of me. Have I awed you with my splendor? Have I bedazzled your meager senses with my opulence? Have I frozen your wits with the weight and power of my presence?
Not exactly. You have, however, confounded my expectations. I would have not guessed I'd find someone so bovine pulling the fox's strings.
Well then, prepare to be further astonished, Hannah Jo, when I tell you that I am not your enemy. Indeed, I have brought you here to ask for your help.
You what?
For the good of us all, Hannah Jo. Please, will you help?
The Blue Tell Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 9.
And thus our story. Well, I won't say it began, but it did undergo a very significant twist. I had no idea that my honored leader, King Cow of Foxland, would turn to my greatest foe for assistance of any kind.
Sorry to confuse you, Hannah Jo. Here, have a glass of milk.
Thanks.
Is my simple request really so implausible?
Confused? Maybe. More bemused, perhaps. What possible incentive could there be for me to help you?
It's simple, Hannah Jo. Within your hands, you hold the fate of many worlds. As you know, there are a multitude of dangers which threaten all of us.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it many times, usually because of something that the fox here would do. Remember that fox, the good old days where I beat you on forest land, or that time I beat you on mixed up land, or...
Your bravado does not mask your discomfort, Hannah Jo.
That's enough, Gavin. Don't insult our guests.
Gavin?
Gavin Leonard Fox. I can see why he puts you off, Hannah Jo. He failed at the simple job I gave him, but his failure led to greater success, for he brought us you.
Yes, back to that.
There are a lot of bad things out there, Hannah Jo. Reckless drivers, dictatorial turtles, vicious pirates. With your help, I can put an end to these things once and for all.
And how do you intend to do that, your royal cowness? Hand out milk to everyone?
Nothing so simplistic. I have an army of foxes, armed with fox blasters and fox shields, in barracks down below, ready to stop the bad things that are out there. But I can't do it alone. I need you.
Well, now you're just flattering me.
I want you to lead them, to draw up strategies and battle plans. I have the resources, Hannah Jo, and you have the know-how. Plus, slightly better interpersonal skills than me. Surely you can see the benefit of us cooperating.
Your Majesty, you must be joking. You want to make her your second in command?
Quiet, Gavin! Your king will do what he will do!
Yeah, quiet, Gavin. What are you doing here anyway? What was your role in this whole venture?
My role? It was to, gather food for the fox army.
Indeed. As one of your own poets has said, Hannah Jo, an army marches on its stomach.
Join me, Hannah Jo! Together we can bring peace to all the worlds, starting with this one.
This world?
Yeah. Well, for some reason, not everybody likes me. Most of the foxes know my intentions are good, and as a result, they've made me king, but others... Well, they think it's weird that a cow should be a fox king. But with you at my side, that should change, and Foxland will truly be a force of good. What do you say?
Maybe. Okay, King Cow, tell me more.
And before I knew it, my most hated enemy had become the leader of my king's special army, and was inspecting the troops.
And so, this is Fox World's best and brightest, is it?
Sir, yes, sir!
Okay, first of all, I'm a girl. Secondly, that's kind of creepy. Don't do that anymore.
Sorry, ma'am. Does your arrival mean that we are getting ready to go on maneuvers? The boys are ready with their fox blasters and itching for some action.
Well, we'll see about that. And you are?
Lieutenant Gunther Fox, ma'am. In charge of the 1st Fox Platoon. The best group of fighters you'll ever find in this fox army.
I see. You are obviously fully committed to King Cow's interplanetary peacekeeping agenda. How did he win you over?
Simple. Since he turned up a few years ago, he's generously offered the benefits of his bovine technology. Better weapons, stronger shields.
Smoother roads, more daring improv theater.
Not to mention delicious milk from the milk production plant. Here, try some.
Oh, thanks. Yes, that's very good.
And his plans to share that with the rest of the Foxland through a vast aqueduct that we're nearly ready to activate.
Excuse me, Hanajo, but I fail to see the relevance of these questions. Your job is just to organize these forces for the oncoming battle.
Gavin, I am sick to death of your constant meddling. Lieutenant Fox, I want Gavin Leonard Fox arrested and imprisoned immediately.
Excuse me?
It's my first order, given on the authority given to me by your king. Now you are going to carry out your instructions, aren't you?
Sir, yes, sir. Come this way, Gavin.
No, unhand me. Fox droid, quick, help me.
Input. Impossible to comply with. I must defer to the authority of the king. Sorry.
And so I was sent to a dank and depressing fox dungeon while my enemy continued to assert her influence and received some surprising company.
Excuse me, Hanajo.
Foxdroid, what did I ask you to call me?
Yes. Excuse me, Supreme Fox Army Commander and Field Marshal Hanajo. There are some visitors to see you.
Hanajo, there you are.
Darby, what on Fox World are you doing here? And Goldie? And oh!
This is Lucinda, Hanajo. She's a penguin.
Yes, I can see that.
A very posh penguin.
I can see that as well, with those imported forest land wildflowers adorning her fancy hat and that bottle of genuine spring water from Mountain Streamland that she's carrying.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Hanajo. I've heard so much about you. It's an absolute thrill. And now we're here to rescue you. So brilliant, what?
Thanks, but actually I don't need rescuing. I am busy preparing an army of foxes to impose a sense of order upon the universe.
What?
It's a long story, as I'm sure is the tale of how you three ended up together. Time enough for that later. Are Alan and the others with you?
They're in orbit, in the ship. They dropped us off to scout things out. Should I tell them to join us?
No, I have another idea. Give me your radio.
And so, as I continue to languish away in a musty cell, Hanajo built and developed her influence with King Cow.
I've had a dream. A dream that every creature in every world would enjoy peace and prosperity, and have me to thank for it. And you are helping my dream come true, Hanajo.
Yes, indeed. Your army will be ready soon to head out and share your vision with the more disgruntled elements of Foxland.
I'm glad! Some of those pesky foxes have even started vandalizing our aqueduct project. Don't they know how much of a boon my unhomogenized milk will be for them? How can I convince them, Hanajo? How can I make them see the love that is in my heart?
Well, the work we do will hopefully up your image.
I'm not the only one with image problems, Hanajo. Some of the officers have been complaining you've been giving too much authority to your friends. It's making them uncomfortable.
Well, their comfort is not my primary concern. There's a lot to do, and I need my friends to help out.
Yeah. I'm almost done with all the maps of Foxland. That should help keep things moving on the aqueduct.
And meanwhile, Lucinda is conducting a review of the army supplies and provisions.
And I have some delightful suggestions for making their meals not only more nutritious, but also fancier.
And I'm almost finished counting the palace's golf balls.
So everyone is pulling their weight.
Oh yeah, we did used to enjoy playing golf. Whatever happened to that?
Yes, well, very good, Hanajo. Carry on.
And before long, things only got worse, as Hanajo and King Cow seemed to be as friendly as ever.
And the exotic dinner is served.
Outstanding! This grub is unparalleled, Hanajo. What a way to celebrate the onset of your first mission tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes! One of those uppity villages on the other side of Foxland is getting uppitier than usual, including vandalism at a critical juncture of the aqueduct. I want you and the army to go and, convince them of my good intentions, if you know what I mean.
Oh yes, I know exactly what you mean. And soon the world will be ours. For, peace and prosperity, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Darby, is this how Hanajo always acts?
Not at all. Seems pretty weird to me.
We have to trust her. She knows what she's doing, doesn't she?
And the next day, as I survived on nothing but imported spring water and watercress sandwiches, Hanajo prepared to embark on her first mission.
The troop transporters are nearly all ready to take off. Supreme Commander, and your command shuttle is fueled and ready.
Excellent. Thank you, Major Fox. I want you, Captain Fox, and Lieutenant Fox, and Lieutenant Fox on board with me. We leave in 10 minutes. You too, Goldie.
Me? Why do you want me?
Well, you don't take up much room, and you're easy to talk to. And Foxroid, how I'd wish you'd come as well.
Sarcastic input, sarcastically disregarded. I only wish I could keep my ocular senses focused on you. I doubt the truth of your loyalty to King Cao.
Well, on the other hand, yours seems easily bestowed.
Input understood on a literal level, but subtle undercurrents of irony have gone over my comprehension.
I just mean, you are pretty quick to pledge allegiance to the Cao. I mean, old Foxy was barely in his cell before it was all King Cao this and King Cao that from you.
Well, King Cao is the highest authority in Foxland, so naturally I have looked to him for leadership.
Naturally. But then, what determines one's height of authority? Is it just the grandeur of the title, or should we be looking at who intends the highest good?
Input not completely understood.
Something to think about, anyway.
And soon.
Set her down gently, Captain Fox. We don't want to scare anyone.
Hannah Jo, are you there? I've been going over the maps for the area you're in, and I think the best vantage point for the strategy you outlined is Sector E3.
Got it, Darby. Now you and Lucinda follow those last instructions I gave you.
No problem. And good luck, Hannah Jo.
All right, Major Fox. You heard the guinea pig. Goldie, Lieutenant Fox, and I will get off here and do a quick recce. But I want you to take the command shuttle and order the soldiers to rendezvous at Sector E3 in the northeast.
Yes, ma'am.
And before long, Hannah Jo and her two companions were at the edge of the Uppity Fox Village.
What is this heavy bag you have here, Supreme Commander? And why do I have to lug it around everywhere?
Well, I could hardly ask myself to carry it, could I?
There it is, Hannah Jo. Look at that gang of fox kids playing fog footy. They actually look pretty peaceful to me.
Well, they won't be for long, once the army pours down on them. That'll teach him for not getting behind King Cao.
Yes, I know. That's why I have to do something. Excuse me.
Wait, what are you doing? Don't talk to them.
Excuse me, I'm Hannah Jo, and I'm here to make friends. Do you guys have a leader or someone? Anyone of influence, really? It needs to be quick.
Well, I'm the head of the Parklands Reclamation Project.
And I play kickball. Can I help?
Maybe. Can you get in touch with everyone from your village? There's an army of compliant soldiers preparing to attack. They're not too happy that you keep trying to move that aqueduct.
Well, it's just because they built it right onto our soccer pitch.
I understand, but nonetheless, you've got to evacuate out to the western foothills.
You traitor!
And if you could keep this guy from eating me as well?
Sure, get him, boys!
Now, there isn't time to explain. I've sent all his soldiers into a bog to the northeast, but that won't hold them off forever. They'll be coming for you, so you've got to get out of here right away.
Okay. I'll exert all my considerable authority into it straight away.
Come on, guys, let's go. I knew it! I knew you hadn't gone crazy, Hanjo!
Of course not. Now listen, you've got to hide. Take this bag and wait for your moment. I'm going to go keep these soldiers distracted as long as I can.
But it did not seem to go that way. Not at first. As Hannah Jo was soon captured by Major Fox and his foxes and was brought back to the palace.
She deliberately led us into a bog, Your Majesty, and then we discovered she had warned the villagers to flee, but we captured her.
Sorry, King, but as I once told a minion of yours, I'm full of surprises.
I'm disappointed, Hannah Jo. I thought we were friends. Well, now, you can just go join Gavin in prison. Take her away, guards!
Yes, Your Majesty.
We have searched for Hannah Jo's friends, Your Majesty, but all three have disappeared. They must have had warning.
Well, we'll find them soon enough. The Aqueduct Project will be done soon, and then our grip on this world will be complete. Everyone will be happy and get along just fine.
Input understood.
And soon I found myself forced to endure one of the most egregious indignities that I can imagine, having to share a jail cell with my most hated enemy, my most despised foe, my...
Foxy, are you talking to yourself again? That's not a good sign.
What else should I do, stuck here, scorned by my king, with only you for company? Speaking of which, Why are you here? Surely we must have more than one cell.
Just forward thinking, Fox. In my tenure as Supreme Commander, I converted all the other prisons into chemical research labs. Turns out Lucinda's got quite the talent.
I don't care. I just want to get out. If they know you're not on their side, why are they keeping me here? Haven't I suffered enough? All I've had to eat since your friends turned up is vegetarian lasagna and imported sparkling water. It's enough to drive a fox mad.
That's just it, Fox. King Cow doesn't trust you because he knows I've been controlling your diet.
So?
Don't you see? It was the milk. It's all been the milk. King Cow showed up, built some sort of milk production plant, and the next thing you know, everyone wants to make him king.
What?
And his big priority is the aqueduct, which will take his special milk all over. Why? Because it's the key to his power. There's something in the milk which dampens your will, makes you more open to suggestion. It was even giving me a bit of a buzz there for a while.
No, it's not possible.
Think about it. Think about King Cow. Does he still have your undivided loyalty, or is it shaking? See, I had to get you isolated from his control until we figured out how he was doing it. I put you in prison to set you free.
Free? What sort of freedom is this? Our freedom isn't going to get us far behind these bars, under guard.
Don't worry. If all goes well, those guards are going to have a lot on their paws in about 8 minutes.
And 9 minutes later...
What was that? Milk rushing everywhere!
What about the prisoners?
Never mind them! Let's get out of here!
Well, so I was a minute late.
What is going on?
Just the plan coming together, don't you know?
Lucinda, right on time.
Yes. Well, I must say this cramped ventilation shaft isn't nearly as upper class as some of the hotels I've stayed in, but I guess one does as one needs to. Let me get this jail open with my fancy hairpin.
What's going on here? What did you do?
Let's get to the control room. We'll talk on the way.
The place, it's chaos. Where's all this milk coming from?
We're not in any danger. It's just from the sabotaged aqueducts. It'll wash away soon, but the backlash should easily destroy the production plant.
You destroy the aqueduct!
It's amazing what kind of damage 250 golf balls can do when thrown down the right hole. Good job, Goldie. Here we are, the throne room.
Reports are coming in, Your Highness. Something damaged the aqueduct junction near the Uppity Village. That's what has caused the flood.
Hanajo's friends! Why? When I get my hooves on them?
Look out, Your Majesty! They're here!
Not so fast, Major Fox!
Hooves?
That's taking him out for the count. Good work, Darby.
And he's not alone. That's some good hiding, wasn't it?
Very good. Lucinda, lock the bulkheads to the army barracks.
Done. That'll keep the platoons that are here locked out.
My filtration plant! My beautiful aqueduct! You did this, Hanajo!
And friends, Lucinda figured out how you were drugging everyone. Darby identified the best place to sabotage your operation, and Goldie pulled it off.
Hey, what is going on in here?
Fox droid, quickly, get to the controls and open the bulkheads! Hurry! Get my army up here! Destroy my enemies!
Input understood and disregarded. I no longer serve you, King Cow. You have been examined and have proved wanting.
Wanting? I'll say I'm wanting. I'm wanting you to give me control of my drugged and hypnotized army again.
So it's true. You've been drugging us.
Oh, and here comes Gavin. Are you offended, Mr. Fox? Bothered that your king is more cunning than you gave me credit for? Well, how about this? I'm carrying a miniature fox blaster. Stay back, everyone. You haven't won yet.
You shouldn't have betrayed me, King Cow. You were better off with me than against me.
Look out, everyone.
Fox!
I've got the gun, Hanajo.
Ow! That's gonna sting for a while.
You were just grazed, Foxy, but you helped to subdue King Cow once and for all. Now there's just the issue of the rest of the army outside.
Yes, of course. Once they realize something is wrong, they'll be back here, and the palace will be mine again.
Sorry, King. I've gotten to know this girl well enough to guess she won't have overlooked that.
Too true.
And outside, as squadrons of the still-drugged Fox Army made its way back to the palace, they found themselves suddenly confronted on every side by a variety of unexpected opponents.
Come on, men! Push forward! What the?
Not so fast, Fox foxes, stand down, or face power of Let's Go and Help Keep the World Safe from the Crazy Foxes Land.
That's right, you young whippersnappers! Tick!
Keep moving, everybody. We're almost there.
Attention, all primitive organic beings. Stand down or face the wrath of Robot Land.
You tell them, Mr. Robo Mayor.
Where's King Cal? Why isn't he helping us? And what's that cloud?
Keep moving, everyone. Take these foxes to the cleaners. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're getting them. Well, I wouldn't want to live out here, Alan, but I guess a shore visit is kind of fun.
You said it, Edward. Although, I don't think you really need that spacesuit out here. Keep moving, everyone!
And quickly it was apparent that the confused and disillusioned foxes had lost the day.
Hannah Jo, this is Alan. We've won the day, thanks to a brigade of turtles, robots, guinea pigs, rabbits, even some fish.
Hi there, Hannah Jo. What do you think of my tank?
She can't see it, little fish. It's a radio.
Oopsie, silly me. They all came, Hannah Jo. Everyone you met. All the friends you made. They all wanted to help.
Fantastic. Okay, guys, why don't you make your way in here?
Actually, Hannah Jo, I think you should probably come out here.
Kitten Kamala speaks the truth, Hannah Jo. All the creatures, they want you to come and address them. Even the most primitive organic ones.
They're looking for some message from you, Hannah Jo. You brought them together. Now they want to know what to do.
Oh,
Unexpected directions, right, Hannah Jo?
And while you consider that, perhaps you can tell us what we should do with this one. He's trying to sneak off.
I thought it might be time for me to make a graceful exit.
Did you, Fox? Well, maybe. I guess you're as much a victim in this situation as any of us.
You're going to let him go?
Don't make me regret it, Fox. We have history, you know. This consideration does not come easily.
Your mercy is only matched by your sagacity, Hannah Jo. When next we meet, perhaps I will have truly found myself. So says I, the Fox.
Wah, wah.
And with that, and with as much dramatic flourish as I could muster, I left. Back to my ship, to the stars, to my destiny. But first, I rested and dreamt of the challenges I had had, and the days that stood before me. And as I did, I couldn't help thinking of my foe, Hannah Jo, and wondering, what did she dream about?
Hello, what's happening now? Now it's time to make a decision. It's been coming for a while, hasn't it?
What are you doing here? Oh, is this Dreamland again?
Sort of. But there's no trap this time, you're just having a nap.
And trying to work this through, I guess. And I suppose you have some sort of opinion about it all.
Well, I think it's time to consider a change.
No, not at all. We keep moving. I never like being in one place for too long.
But why? Why not settle down and stay somewhere? Put down some roots.
Because that's not who I am. There's a whole universe out there, and I want to see it.
There are dangers right here, right now, and we have to do something about them if we can.
I never denied that. But does it have to mean sacrificing a whole lifestyle?
Or could there be a way to do both?
Hey, what's with that accent of yours? I don't talk like that.
Well, I'm not the one who jumped into an explosion of thermoquasitronic energy, so just live with it, alright?
Alright, this is not helpful anymore. It's time to go, I think.
Whoa. And just like that, you've made up your mind? This is a big step. You can't just undo it.
I know that.
So just make sure you're for real about the whole thing. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, before you go, why don't we all have a little sing-along?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. How often do we get this opportunity?
Oh, all right.
This is silly.
Come on. If I can do it, you can do it.
All right. 1, 2.
Hey, loafers, popcorn pieces, took the time on my mind. I'd like to see the sunrise, but I haven't got the time. All around the valley, the river's made of green. With fishes swimming southward to pay homage to the queen.
Okay, that was awesome. Okay, thanks, me. You've been a real help.
Anytime.
Well, I don't know about that. Try to call first next time, all right?
I agree. Let's not do this again anytime soon, okay? Goodbye.
Now then, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No, I guess not. I have to say, I admire your spunk.
Oh, well, thank you.
There's one thing I don't understand. If the fox has been traveling all that time, then why is he still under King Cal's influence?
Well, who knows? Maybe he had a mini milk filter on his ship. Or maybe the chemical's effects last a long time if it's never challenged.
Or maybe the fox is just crazy.
I have a question, too. Whatever happened to Gemma? I miss her.
Oh, she got back home to Mouseland. It's a complicated story.
But it's all there, in the Hannah Jo stories. You can read all about it. I'm thinking about turning it into an audio series as well.
Edward, why are you wearing that space helmet and funny suit?
Oh, Goldie, never mind about that. He just feels a bit nervous about being away from Rabbit Land, and it makes him feel more comfortable.
I hope Hannah Jo turns up soon. I think all those animals and robots and clouds that you gathered together are getting a little restless outside waiting for her.
Speaking of questions, how come we all sound and look normal again when we got back from Hannah's world, but Hannah Jo doesn't?
That's true. She still has her other voice and her blonde streaks.
But don't forget that she returned in the Fox's ship. He wasn't changed in the first place.
Wow, so many adventures. I want to make sure I get it all down for my next story.
And I look forward to reading it. Thanks for waiting, everyone. It's good to see you, Edward. In a way, you were there when all this began, so it's fitting that you're here now.
Have you had a chance to think it all through, Hannah Jo?
You bet. King Cal was right about one thing. There was a lot of danger and bad things out there. If we worked together, we might just be able to do something about them.
How? By forming an army like King Cal?
Not an army, more of a galactic guard, representatives of all the different worlds, pooling resources and providing help for anyone who needs it.
But something like that, it won't just happen by itself. Someone will have to show everyone the way forward.
Well, there's only one person I know who could do that.
I know, I've been thinking about it. And well, if they want to follow, I'm ready to lead.
They're all out there, Hannah Jo, ready for you, even the foxes.
Then let's not keep them waiting. Be sure to get this down, Edward.
You got it, Hannah Jo. Here we go again.
This has been the Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 9, starring Nadine Reimer, Ben McClure, Dave Thiel, Josh Lohmeyer, Arian von Strahlen, Anis Erickson, Jessica Erickson, Johanna McClure, Alyssa McClure, Rod Lobaugh, and Laurel McClure. Special guest stars Nathan Metzner, Barbara Ward, and Hannah Metzner. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
I told you guys, you can't trust me. Oh, sure.